going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's our number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Just went long there because we had a conversation with Cowboys rookie offensive lineman Tyler Booker, outstanding, making a hell of an impression on people, similar to how Tyler Smith did a couple of years ago. And, you know, now it's the attention shifts to night two of the draft with the Cowboys having the 44th pick here coming up in round two. We're expecting that pick to be taken around 6:50. Broaddus is pulling into the facility at the Star as we speak. Wolchuk is just leaving downtown Dallas. He is on his way to join Kyle Yeomans and Vach Lombardi and everybody involved in the presentation for the Cowboys draft coverage here, which is going to pick up coming up at 6 o'clock. Very exciting, though, Chief, for me, because I've been beating this drum so loudly that the Cowboys needed to continue to invest in their offensive line. And I wouldn't stop until it's one of the absolute best in the NFL. You say, well, you've taken 1-2 years in a row. Okay, well, the offensive line still isn't good. So I'm gonna keep on plugging away. I'm going to have a dominant run game. I'm going to insulate Dak Prescott as he gets older and make sure our offense is balanced.
Yeah, that's how you win football games in the trenches, man. You absolutely do. And in a league now where you're seeing interior defensive linemen be at an all-time dominant level, these dudes are getting paid big money. Yep. And that's because they wreck shop in the run game and when it comes to getting after the quarterback. So I got no issue with what they did. Building in the trenches, I think, is always the right move. And until that's secured, it's sort of like the idea of, hey, you got to eat your vegetables first. Yep. You can go get the flashy crap, and that's all a lot of fun, but there's really no substance to it when it comes to actually winning football games. The physicality and stuff that this dude's going to bring to the table, combined with the new coaches on the offensive line and just the offense in general, I think this is headed in the right direction.
It is. And we'll see how they do tonight. You know, I'm getting a little bit nervous that they're going to take one of these running backs that has a 40 time in the mid 4.5s. You know, Chief, I think if you're going to use one of your first two picks on a running back, I want it to be the guy with the size, the speed, the college production. Like, there's nothing I'm going to have any sort of concerns with.
And yeah.
I think not having elite speed is enough to be like, I don't need you, you know? I'll take a running back in the fifth round that has question marks. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I know Wolchuk has been beating the Judkins drum today, as that's a guy who's likely to be available there at 44. And he's kind of that perfect mix of size and speed. He's described as a power back, but he's a sub 4.5 40. So you see him hit the home run plays as well. So I'm with you, especially with a team with as many needs as they have at other premium positions. If you're going running back there, it needs to be because this guy is a three down, checks off all the boxes type dude.
Quinshon Judkins is that guy, you think?
I do think he qualifies.
That's awesome. Yeah, they were talking, was that last hour or the hour before, that maybe Quinshon Judkins could be the pick here tonight. I know a number of mock drafts that are looking at round 2 and 3 throwing Judkins to the Cowboys, so that might be a name to get familiar with as we approach an hour and a half till the pick at 44 is going to come in. We have Eric Nadell joining us next here to talk some Rangers baseball. Then we'll hit the expressway and get into LA Live coming up. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
5-3 the fam. Welcome back, Nation. It's draft night. Coverage round two coming up at 6 o'clock here on the Fan. Rangers pregame at 8:30, right? So you get 2.5 hours draft. You get 3 hours of Rangers baseball after that. This segment's brought to you by the on-time experts, and Eric Nadel brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. And good evening, Eric. How the heck are you today?
I'm doing great. We've got a nice chilly day in San Francisco, continuing the pattern of Rangers road games being only played in cool weather.
Kind of chilly and overcast a little bit, kind of gray out there.
Actually, the sun just broke through. It's been overcast all day. And just as I was on my way here to the ballpark, the sun broke through, and now there's actually blue sky up above. It's really pretty over San Francisco Bay.
I feel like I keep saying this, but maybe that's a sign of things to come for this offense, you know?
Haven't we all been saying that?
Yeah, looking for any sign here.
All kinds of good signs, but it never seems to develop into anything significant.
How much longer until we say, okay, this offense just isn't going to work?
Well, we're a long way to go. I think so. I think the weather has a lot to do with it.
Okay.
You know, the Rangers at home aren't scoring a ton of runs either, so that kind of belies the point that I'm making. But I think to get something consistent going, one of these days they're going to have a big eruption, and I think that's going to do it. But clearly it hasn't happened yet.
So tonight, I can't believe Justin Verlander is still in this game, Eric. It's kind of cool to see him still out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, his numbers are kind of ugly, but talking to people who follow the Giants, he's pitched much better than the 5.47 earned run average would indicate. He's had a number of base runners that have been allowed to score by the bullpen after he came in, leaving men on base. A couple of plays not made behind him. It sounds like he's been a little snake-bitten this year, much the way Jacob DeGrom has for the Rangers.
The Giants have been awesome this year, Eric. What's been so impressive about them?
Well, surprisingly, they're averaging 5 runs a game. Despite the fact that they don't have a high team batting average, they are hitting very well with men in scoring position and getting a lot of walks. And I guess that's been the big key. And as always, they have very good pitching. They have a real balanced team this year. They're fifth in the league in runs scored, and they're fourth in the league in earned run average. And they've been really good in the clutch.
It's Eric Nadel here with you on the Fan, joining us from the Bay as the Giants get set to host the Rangers. There's got to be some sort of a musical act in a city like that you're going to see this weekend, right?
You bet. On a Saturday night, I'm actually going to a jazz club tomorrow to see the legendary jazz guitarist Lee Ritenour at a place called Yoshi's in Oakland. So I'll get on the BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transit, after the game tomorrow. Go across the bay, meet some high school friends of mine who live over there, and enjoy Lee Ritenour.
What do you think is going on with Kamar Rocker, Eric?
Well, you know, we're not really sure whether this shoulder thing had anything to do with the inconsistency in his pitching, or if it's just kind of a rookie thing with a guy who had very little professional experience before getting to the big leagues. But clearly, the shoulder was a factor in the game in Sacramento. So I don't think we really know yet exactly who or what this guy is. We know he has great stuff. Whether he can develop the command and consistency necessary to be an outstanding starting pitcher remains to be seen. But clearly the tools are there. It's just very, very early in his career. And sometimes I think we lose sight of that.
How happy were you for Jock Peterson getting that first hit under his belt this week?
We were all really relieved. You know, we were getting tired of counting up that offer and now starting to count down the at-bats to Chris Davis's record, 0-54. We're very glad to have that behind us.
Was there a collective relief when Seager was not more hurt than what he is?
Yeah, definitely. You know, in the past, it seems he's been a slow healer. And anytime he's gone on the injured list, it's been more than the minimum number of days. You know, I'll still be surprised if it's the minimum number of days, you know, as hamstrings are very tricky and you have to be very careful with them. But even if it's 15 days rather than 10 or 20 days rather than 10, it's a lot better than the possible 4 to 6 weeks that we were looking at and thinking we'd probably be dealing with.
So you get afternoon baseball tomorrow and then some early evening like dinner hockey and then an amazing jazz show. Is that your schedule tomorrow?
That's it. Pretty good.
Man,
huh?
Live it up. What you drinking? What you thinking here on a Friday, though?
Well, first, I'm thinking people need to start getting tickets for my birthday benefit because the seats are starting to go pretty fast. It's May the 29th at the Longhorn Ballroom, featuring the Secret Sisters and Shiny Ribs. All the proceeds go to Grant Halliburton Foundation. It's a big room. One of the reasons we moved is so we could accommodate more people. But the seating is still limited. You know, there's a lot of standing room there. But the seating is still limited, so we encourage people to get tickets as far in advance as they'd like. LonghornBallroom.com. And what I've been drinking here on the cool day is coffee. The West Coast seems to be my coffee place, Seattle. And this trip in San Francisco, when I woke up, it was gray, it was windy, and all I wanted to do was walk and drink coffee. So that's what I've been doing all day. And there's a gluten-free bakery here called the Mariposa Bakery, which is the best one in the country. And they actually have really good gluten-free cinnamon rolls.
Ooh.
So I've been carrying these cinnamon rolls around in my backpack all day, stopping and having coffee and having pieces of cinnamon roll. Now, what could be a better day than that?
Hey, if they're gluten-free, you might as well have the whole dozen, Eric.
I'm bringing some back. I'm bringing the tray back.
I love it. Well, enjoy your weekend, sir. Thanks for joining us once again. Talk to you next week.
Thanks so much.
Eric Nadel here on The Fan, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and by TXU Energy. We will get to LA Live here in just a moment. Can we get a couple of Stephen Jones cuts? We're 27 minutes here from our draft coverage resuming coming up at 6 o'clock. Cut 9. If there's a bunch of talent running back-wise available at 44, do you think you should take a player there or think actually we can wait because there's so many good ones? Here we go. Here's Steve.
Well, that's what you always consider. Certainly we have grades throughout the draft in terms of the running back position, and we do think the running back position is deep in terms of what's available out there, and you can get good backs throughout this draft. So that's something we consider, but obviously you have first, second, third, fourth, right on down the line grades on all of them, and the reason you have first and second round grades on some of them and fourth on the others is you obviously feel a lot better about the ones with the higher grades.
Okay, so we jump straight to cut 10 from there. He's talking about maybe day 3 for a runner. We'll get Brian's thoughts on this here in just a second. But here's what Stephen Jones says to cut 10. Does this team need to draft a running back? Here we go.
Oh, I like what we did in free agency. That's one of the things we like to accomplish in free agency is, get some guys in and feel like we did that. And so, we don't really feel like we have to pick a position anywhere in terms of, our depth and what goes there. That's how you make mistakes when you just say, hey, we've got a draft for need here. I think you make mistakes that way. Certainly, don't get me wrong, it comes into everybody's pick when you're looking at players up there. But we don't feel the need to have to reach and take a player, quite a bit down the line just because we need a position.
I don't feel like they did enough in free agency. I think when they lost Rico and brought in what they did, I think they've left themselves pretty bare in that cupboard. As Brian brought us, rejoins us now live from the Star. Brian, good evening. And what do you think about what Steven's saying there that they don't feel like they need to take any position?
Well, you know, I think right now as I walked into the complex here and then into the podcast studio, they so happened to have their war room camera up. And so it looked like there was a lot of discussion going on about their board. Coach Schottenheimer was standing over by it, and Will McClay, Stephen Jones. It was a pretty good back and forth about maybe how they need to navigate this this second round coming up. And so, yeah, do I feel like they've done enough? No. Could Stephen be one of those things where he's kind of okey-doking us and telling us, you know, yeah, we feel good about it and everything's good and that and the other, and it gets out around the country. But in reality, though, they're plotting and planning, you know, maybe some type of move to navigate to maybe grab one of these running backs. You know, Zach Wolchuk, who I work with here on the draft coverage, is pretty adamant about Junkins being the pick, the other of the two Ohio State running backs, Henderson being the other. There's some thought that Henderson likely will be gone. So, yeah, maybe that Steven and Will and Coach Shoddy were looking at that board and saying, well, is there a way that we can get up there? What are the potential areas that we're going to have to, again, sweat in order to be able to figure out where this where these running backs could be?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Maybe you want to put out the smoke signals that, hey, we're good. You don't have to go on any sort of a running back run ahead of us. We could be thinking about day three, just hopefully, you know, planting those seeds that could result in one of those, I think, three guys remaining being available for you there at 44. Okay, draft coverage resuming at 6 o'clock. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has some Friday night G-bag of the
something
day.
We don't know what's going on. Neither do I, bro. It's all right. Let's see here. Yeah, I don't know who G-bag of the day is. I don't know who the winner is, because yesterday, this is how we ended G-bag of the day.
I do like that, though. Hagee and Corey, the Bert and Ernie of the station.
Possible.
After all these years.
Yeah, that's what I think. So, okay, I got these guys hooked up down here. Let's go ahead and vote and switch it on over.
All righty. Here they are now, Broadus and Wolchuk.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. What were we doing?
Shoot. I was like, well, hey, we got to go. I was thinking about getting to Arlington. I was like, oh, it is what it is.
Let's go.
It is what it is.
Tequila calling.
Got to go. So, I don't know, man. I guess I'll just run it back, or I threw in some extra ones in here. Okay, our winner in chapter that I do know of is Paul Heyman, WWE spokesman, I guess you can call him. I don't know. Character. He's a legend. Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
He turned heel during WrestleMania. He turned on CM Punk and Roman Reigns. Then he went on the Pat Mac show and kept that same energy going.
Do you care about the opinions of people who are irrelevant? You don't care about the opinions of most people who are very relevant in your life. You don't care about the opinions of the people who pay you. Okay. They sit there and they go, hey, Mr. McAfee, don't talk about Shannon Sharp on the air today. Okay. And you go, I talk about anything I want. I'm Pat McAfee.
All right.
Watch me swing my schlong all over the place.
Yes.
Mr. McAfee, don't talk about your podcast on the air. What do you do? I'm King Schlong. Okay. Watch me, Pat McAfee. Right? Last night when the roast was over, and you and I were out back, and you're going,
whoa.
Why is that? By the way, it's puff, puff, pass, not puff, 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 chase down the gummy, puff, 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 pass.
Oh, my.
Yeah, now I remember hearing it. I thought at one point last night, I was like, wait, I don't think we voted for G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I vote for that one.
I don't know how Paul Heyman could lose. I mean, this is just pure gold.
Yeah, indeed.
It's impressive stuff.
Yeah, it is impressive.
I'm with you. You know, Shedeur Sanders, you know, he had to feel a little something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Party with Gilly and his big ass hat next to you.
Yeah.
Everybody's super dressed up and he's got this goofy hat. Like, yeah, you know, look at that. All right. I know this is radio. You can't see it. Okay, here we go. Paul Heyman, too, talking crazy to a fan in the audience.
Who's the smart ass? You? The one that's going to get deported?
Jeez.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, amigo.
Mats are hot.
I may suck, but it's your mother that taught me how.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah. You see what President Trump tweeted about Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah, he's not happy.
Beast! All right. What else we got right here? Hey, on a Friday's payday.
Trump still wasn't as mad as Mel Kiper was last night.
No, God. Mel.
Did he go off? I didn't hear what happened.
Every time a player got picked, not named Shador, he just brought it back to, I can't believe Shador
didn't get picked.
Yeah, okay.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Walt the Barber, his question went viral this week. Shout out to that man, Walt.
Yeah.
He's got a podcast studio with a barber chair in it. This man is hustling.
He is, bro.
Hustling, bro.
He'll interview you and get you a cut.
Get it faded up. He went viral for asking Paige Beckers this question, basically saying she's the hottest thing in Dallas right now when it comes to sports.
You're probably the hottest thing in Dallas right
now. I would say the weather's probably hotter than me. Different than Connecticut and Minnesota, so I'm excited for that.
Quick on her feet.
Yeah.
Very witty.
Yeah, that's all over the country. And in every comment, you can see Walt in there saying, I asked that question.
Tag me, follow me.
Yeah.
Tag me, bro. Poor Paige, man. It's only April. I mean, just wait.
Oh, she has no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
I bet her and Walt are going to have more of these throughout the year.
100%.
That's the prediction.
She's going to remember that guy.
Yeah.
Draymond Green disappointed with himself during the Warriors' post-game presser.
Yeah.
And the ones that we can for sure get our hand on, we got to come up with those balls. So, you know, I think, Jesus Christ, it's crazy. Oh my God. Wow. No, that reaction was to my words.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Got to get our hands on those balls. Deep-a-dabba-deep-a-doova. Oh, Broadus, I don't know if you heard this one. Played it yesterday. The Giants Ball Dude Program.
Oh, no.
The Ball Dude Program. So, like, they're guys, you know, the older gentlemen.
The older gentlemen, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Broadus qualifies.
I could be on their show.
Get you that application.
Yeah. Go out there, B. Put that uniform on. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Like Tommy Lasorda out there.
Get knocked down with a foul ball.
What does Brian look like in that rental car parking lot?
Right here. Oh, no.
He's not lying, Lucius. He's not lying.
I was just glad you didn't have any scabs on your forehead. Oh, you know?
Yeah, it was bad.
Take forever to heal.
Yeah. The older guy with a scab on your forehead, they're like, oh, I had a fall. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
He had them knee scabs, though.
I did. Hand, knee,
shins.
Oh, my gosh.
Minus an earbud.
You doing okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, San Francisco Giants. Ball Dude Program. You can go shag some balls if you're an older guy out there. Get the foul ball, throw it back to the fans, or put it back in play, whatever, however it goes.
Yeah.
This dude right here, older gentleman, he's also an author of physics, and he face planted out there trying to go for a foul ball.
Yelich, foul ball. The draft tonight is in green. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Well, that's our ball dude, Paul Robinson.
Paul.
And everything looks to be good. You had us worried there, Paul.
Oh, boy.
He's going to have a cascade there.
Two and one. Everything's relatively good.
Well, huge Giants fan, and he's an author. He writes physics books.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's break down the physics of that fall.
It's poetic.
All right, let's check out the technique. I got it. Oh, yeah. And face plant. Okay.
Oh, no.
He took one off the ankle and face plant. Okay.
Force, mass, acceleration. That's about all I got.
That's the physics of that.
The physics of a face plant.
Oh, man.
Yeah, objects in motion tend to stay in motion. Yeah,
stay in motion.
That was hysterical.
That was so good, dude.
I love you, Mo. Hey. And the last one, bro. The church pastor from yesterday. Easter Sunday service fell on 420. Pastor wants to know who rolled that stone.
Oh.
Because he's risen.
The stone away from the entrance of the tomb. Now, I heard that today was 420.
I heard.
I don't know what that means, y'all,
but
I heard that today was 420.
Here comes the organist.
Right? Yeah, listen, organ,
bro. Here comes the organist. And I just want to ask for a question by the means of subject for today.
Hit it.
Who's going to roll it? Y'all will catch that on the way home.
Yeah.
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 I'm talking about the stone.
I got five on it.
Yep.
Tell your neighbor he's talking about the stone. Y'all got a little too excited about that. I'm talking about the stone, y'all. I don't know what y'all gonna roll, but I'm talking about the stone.
There he is.
Well done.
The pastor. This year, Easter.
Look at Dion. He had Pilar on his property. That's
oh,
growing
up.
Up. Yeah. That's growing up, bro.
Now he's got to keep her around for a second night.
That's growing up. Hey. I know she got her pockets tapped before she walked on in there. Now, you can come in here, God darn it, but no, you can't bring your phone or nothing like that. None of your friends, too. No plus ones or nothing like that, okay?
Yeah.
Hey.
Going through enough stress here now.
Enough.
We don't need more stress.
Look at the diamonds on that boy's chest.
They did have a good party, that's for sure.
They did have a good party.
Is it the pastor on Easter's? Who's going to roll the stone? Is it the Giants ball dude program? Draymond Green disappointed with himself? Is it Walt with Paige Beckers? Or is it Paul Heyman, the WWE announcer with Pat McAfee? That was just savage.
Yeah.
I does Paul Heyman have a podcast? You know, that's Tiger Blood stuff right there.
Winning.
I'm going to go with my guy, Walt. Chief, how about you?
I'm going to rock with the ball, dude.
Delicious.
I'm giving out on the pasta and the first lady.
Brian, we're still tied at one.
I'll tell you what. Let's go with Walt.
By a score of 2-1-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Walt. Yeah, you're going to want to... check us out every afternoon, 5:30 here.
You
want to
vote on that one? What do you want
for the G bag of the day? No, that's 2-1-1. He's
I know.
It.
I know. I'm just saying. I thought you were going to go with the. I'm going to create an Insta poll, and you guys. Yeah. Can go, and I thought you were going that route.
We're under 50 hours to draft time, Broadus. We don't have time for that.
Yeah. All right. What are we doing here? Are we talking draft? We doing LA Live? Lucius.
No, we're not doing LA Live. I guess you guys are going into draft because we do have, we're up against it.
Okay.
But LA Live would be sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Tis the season. Hook those boys up, call them.
Yes, sir. It is. All right, Brian, let's talk about what we're hoping happens for the Cowboys here at 44. The draft pick is about an hour and 5 minutes away. These picks are going to come fast and furious, and a number of the players that we've been talking about here are going to be amongst the first 11 selections. Is it realistic that the wide receiver Luther Burden from Missouri could be available when the Cowboys pick?
Well, I don't think it's going to be realistic. I think there's some teams ahead of Dallas that clearly need wide receiver play. The question is, though, do these teams feel like that, hey, and in the second round, can we live with maybe some of the things that we're hearing about him, that maybe he could be a little difficult to get along with? Maybe he doesn't always practice hard. Maybe he doesn't always do this or do that. I think in the second round, as talented as this receiver is, you could absolutely like turn away and say, no, we'd be very happy to have this kind of player. I think that he would bring a lot to an organization as far as his playmaking ability. You know, he's my 10th best player on the board. When you just watch the tape, you know, take everything else out of it, just watch the tape. This kid's outstanding. I think he's going to be selected before Dallas gets a chance at 44.
Is he or anybody else, Broadus, you think worth maybe getting aggressive and trying to move up for?
You know, that's what I always kind of wonder, you know, with, like I say, when I walked into the studio and the draft room stuff was up on the screen, and just the, you know, just quickly, just kind of taking a glance over there, and Steven and Shoddy and Will McClay are talking, and you kind of wonder, are they planning any type of maneuver to maybe get in position in order to maybe trade up for somebody? Maybe they want to trade up for one of these, you know, maybe this running back would be something that, but they're going to think about, they, to me, it was very much a strategy session of, okay, if we really like this guy or this guy, what are we going to have to navigate here? And just the way that the conversation was, the way, you know, that Will McClay was gesturing with his hands about flipping and moving and stuff like that, you know, and Steven was kind of staring at the board too. These are all possibilities for, you know, going forward, is that can, you know, they make a small move to maybe get the player they want.
The idea of using a 5 to move up a little bit is good. I think a 3, considering how much this team needs running back, wide receiver, and corner still. I couldn't give up that 3 to move up, Brian. Could you?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, it's kind of, to me, like I say, I like Kalen Johnson from Iowa, the running back, probably more than the Dallas Cowboys do. So, but the running backs that are clearly in play here are going to be, you know, with Henderson and Junkins, and you know, there's a belief that with the Bears holding two picks, with the Browns holding two picks, you know, you're going to have to kind of walk that minefield right there. The Raiders were in that group, but the Raiders have got their running back. So really, it comes down to, can you survive, you know, the four picks from the Browns and then also from the Bears. You know, we know about the Bears and you know, and their coach and how he loves running backs and how he likes to use running backs. So yeah, this is going to be one that probably Henderson will be gone. We'll see what happens with Junkins there. You know, will Henderson go to say the Browns and then Junkins to the Bears, or does one of them fall through the cracks here? And then the Cowboys are able to make that pick.
The names people were talking about with me most last night at Pluckers, there was a lot of Matthew Golden, a lot of Genty, yeah, a lot of Shador. But here's another name, speaking of running back, Scataboo, you know?
Yeah.
Is that a guy who's on your radar at all for this evening or maybe tomorrow?
Well, I've got him. If I presented it to you in the way of how the Cowboys, their grading scale, I would say that Scataboo would be a grade of a 1.39. And when I say 1.39, you don't worry about the one. The three will tell you the third round. The nine will tell you how far down you would take him. If, say, Samson on my board from Tennessee would be like a 1.30. So he's the top of the third. Scataboo is down towards the bottom. The guy I think they really, really like in the potentially that's good third round value, but they, you know, they might have to, maybe at 44, we might see if they hit him or they wait till that third round pick, is Tootin from Virginia Tech. You know, he would be a guy. They brought in Harvey as well from Central Florida. I'm kind of not getting the vibe that's going to be the guy that, like I say, you know, Henderson, I've talked about, Junkins I've talked about, Tootin I've talked about. I think those are the three running backs you kind of look for. I don't think that Scataboo is in the mix here for them.
Who's the guy you definitely don't want to see them get tonight? Or particularly at 44, is there one that you'd be like, gosh dang it?
Oh no, I'm totally open to this. Even the addition of Will Johnson. I know people think that I absolutely hate Will Johnson, but you know, with Revell, you know, first round grade on him. The medical stuff is a question. Morrison from Notre Dame, there's a medical question there. You know, Will Johnson's got a medical condition that you're going to have to kind of deal with, but can he play through it? I think he can, but maybe something you have to deal with in the future. So no, I'm very, very much open to the names on this board, especially when I look at my second round guys. If it's not Burton, Green, the two domestic violence things against him, I mean, is there a point in time you would absolutely take him? I think there is. But no, I'm very, very much open. I don't think anybody could really disappoint me tonight in the second round.
What position stretches best for tomorrow?
Well, if you want to say, maybe there might be some running backs that go from the fourth round, you know, that maybe third round guys that get into the fourth round. Dallas without a fourth round pick right now, you're in a situation there where Dallas having that pick, not having a fourth round pick, you know, there's some things that maybe some of those fourth round running backs, if you don't take one, can drop down into the fifth round where Dallas is picking. That's your hope. And I know we've talked a lot. I know Vach Lombardi and I have talked about several of these guys, you know, being like an Ollie Gordon or Hunter from Auburn, these type of guys. Maybe they could drop down, maybe fourth round guys that could drop into the fifth round if you don't select one.
I love it, Brian. Thank you so much for this wonderful draft coverage that you put so much into. And enjoy this night with your guys and, you know, have fun. I look forward to recapping it with you on Monday.
Yeah, look forward to it, Doss. I'm going to just get off this mic and start just beating up these guys in the room that come in just extremely loud when I'm on the radio.
That's all right.
They know who they are.
It's Grand Central Station over there.
Yeah, they walk in like they're at a bar.
Yeah.
You know, and it's mainly Vach Lombardi. And I have to get, I'm going to have to, I don't know if I could wrestle him to the ground, but here we go.
You go. All right, man. We're five minutes away. Here comes Brian Broaddus and Vach Lombardi and Zach Woolchuk and Kyle Yeomans and everybody involved with this incredible award winning draft presentation that Brian's so generous with his time to head up for us. Looking forward to this. The first pick here, the second round is just going to be in like 5 or 6 minutes from now. The Cowboys will be picking here coming up in under an hour for Lucius Alexander and Eric Chiafalo. Of course, Zach Woolchuk and Brian Broaddus. We have draft coverage coming up next. Rangers baseball at 8:30 until Monday at 2 o'clock. You're going home with the G-Bag.